Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, Daniel Maguire and Vinny Ventura. You may know them from The Bachelorette Season 12 with JoJo Fletcher or Bachelor in Paradise Season 3 and 4, and we cover a lot, including how to relax her when you're going down on her, the importance of hygiene, especially during anal sex, and why you should just cut to the chase and ask her out already. And we have a live lube taste test. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can check out everything going on our website. You can subscribe to the podcast. We love when you subscribe. We love when you review us on iTunes. It's amazing. You can also find us on iHeartRadio. You can find us on Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play. And thank you, everyone, for just emailing us and being part of the show. And welcome to Alternative August. Big month for us here at Sex with Emily. And you can enjoy the fun because alternative sex, you guys, it's not as complicated as you think. You're probably thinking of like you got to build like a dungeon or a red room of pain. And I am not saying that. I'm saying just try one thing this month that's outside your sexual box. So something that's outside your comfort zone. So maybe you just like want to talk dirty. Maybe you even have a fetish that you want to try or like a sex toy that you've been like, oh, we should probably try that butt plug or something. This is the month to do it. And it can just be even talking about sex for the first time, which a lot of people don't even know how to talk about sex. We're picking four winners. Email me by August 31st, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Alternative August. Welcome, my guest. Did you guys know it was Alternative August?
No.
Oh my God. Well, you guys are great to talk to. I'm excited to talk to you about Alternative August. I've got Daniel McGuire and Vinny Ventura. Ventura?
Yeah. Ventura. That's it. Yeah. You got it.
Ventura.
Ventura.
Okay. Ventura.
Doesn't matter. It's all good.
Can I just call you Vinny?
Yes, Vinny.
Daniel Vinny. But you guys are the man. You guys, they're Bachelors in Paradise and on The Bachelorette. First of all, you're both on The Bachelorette, same season. So you became like bros, best BFFs. Right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Ish. A little bromance.
Now you have the bromance going.
A couple pals just hanging out.
Pals hanging out. Right, that's good, right? Bromance makes you feel like, dude, can we just be friends? Like, it's not like you're in love. I get it. And now they're on Bachelor in Paradise. You guys were on it before.
Last
this
season.
Is our second
and
season.
Yeah, we're on the season that's
that
airing
feels
now.
Feels good, right? Coming back? Like, they could say, like, hi, no thanks.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, when you're hot, you're hot, you know?
Yeah. Hot commodities.
Right? You guys are hot. They're really cute. You got to check it out on the website and all that. Snapchat. We'll have it on Instagram. You guys are really cute. You are.
Thank you.
You got
so
some
are
kind
you.
Of special. Thank you.
Aww.
I'm excited that you're here because I've been following you. I was watching your show, your Patty Stanger episode too, because you guys got fixed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you, I mean, your job right now is basically dating, right? I mean, you're out there finding women.
Well, it seems like that, huh?
You've been
like
under the gun.
You've been
right?
on a dating show. We kind of, yeah.
Our job is to be single, not single. Our job is to, I don't know, entertain.
Now, so it was entertaining, but I have a question. Let's back up. We're going to get to Patty in a minute. That was intense, being on her show. Like, I know how that goes down. But when you guys started out, you started on The Bachelorette, were you like, huh, like, maybe I could find some love? Like, what were you thinking? What was your motivation?
Well, I got asked to go on it, so I was like, yeah, why not, you know? I had no idea who the girl was, but I knew the chances weren't great, you know, with one girl and 25 guys. I mean, and the girl that was there, it's not like it's a girl I'm potentially looking for, as in like the type of girl. It's just a random girl. It's not like exactly, if it was, for example, let's say we did a survey on exactly what type of girl I'll look for, and then they narrow that down to like one awesome girl, like my dream girl.
Right.
And so I'm trying to go for her, but.
But you weren't even feeling it when you saw it.
Well, it's just a random girl. You have no idea who she is. And
right.
She's fine.
You know? Okay. So it was a good experience, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, overall, it's still a good experience. Paradise is better because you get more girls.
Guys, there's so many girls. Like, that's like spring break. I mean, there's like, what? I mean, you guys are just going there, and they're like, have sex, drink, have
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, it's not as much as you might think.
Not as much sex?
It can get like that. It just depends on the crew that's there.
Right. That's better for you just because, yeah, you want to choose from. Because, right, when you go on The Bachelorette, there's one woman, and then you have all these women that you can choose from. So I'm wondering, like, what have you guys been watching yourself? What have you learned about yourself? As far as like dating goes, did it help you figure out more?
Well, it's interesting because we are in a television show, so that gives us a chance to watch it, you know? So like, you're not really every day where you can go on a date with somebody, kiss somebody, be romantic with somebody and watch it back. So now you kind of see like, oh, I should have been a little more aggressive in this conversation. I should have talked about this a little more. So that is a good thing for us. You know, that is something we have an advantage, I guess, from other people.
Like, yeah, it's like when you're
TV shows, you can see your own work.
Totally. Like if you're taking a public speaking class and like watch yourself on tape. Like, do you feel like you've learned stuff, Danny?
Yeah. So when I'm watching myself back and I see how I'm talking and interacting, it's just thought about this right now that I act obviously different with girls who I like.
Right.
And so you're obviously, you know, you're going to be more romantic, more flirtatious, nicer when with a girl you like. With a girl you know like as much, you could goof around more and whatever.
Right.
Like, for example, last season with Ashley, I wasn't interested in her, and I didn't really even want to go on a date, but you know, I just thought, why not? So I just kind of had fun with it. It was more like a friend thing. So me myself, I see I interact when I'm with someone I like or I don't like, and yet there hasn't been anyone yet where I'm like, I'm truly head over heels and I really, really like her. So I mean, this, you'd see that side of me if I was.
Well, how are you different then when you're head over heels?
When I really like a girl, I'm just more, just all my good qualities come out, you know? Because when you meet a girl that, you know, you're not attracted with, you're going to be just more like, you're talked to her like as a buddy, you know, as a friend. And you can't put your best foot forward on every single person, you know? It takes
more energy. Yeah, okay, got it, I got it. Okay, so you guys, I watched you on Patty Stanger. And The Bachelor in Paradise and all that. And so how, you know, Patty, she sets you up. You guys were both fixed up. I thought that was great, by the way. And I think it will be great to set you guys up for future because you guys get along.
Yeah,
and you're
it's
meeting
fun.
Chicks. So Daniel, you went on the date and the woman was like, he was like, I don't swear on this show, a lot, but I effing me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like she was checking out my body the whole time. Like you're really interested in the physicality.
Well,
and that
I was checking her out. Yeah, Dale, I'm not going to lie. I was checking her out and just... Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Right, okay.
But it's just, it looks is obviously first important. but 90% of his personality, you know. I just obviously first want to be attracted to the girl.
Right.
And, you know, she has her boobs hanging out. It's going to be hard not to stare at it sometimes.
Right, got it. But, right, but don't you think so? Okay, right, because that was the first thing you said. So you should compliment her, mm-hmm. and then you compliment her boobs.
But the thing is, it's funny. No, that's editing.
I get it. I was at the show,
yeah,
too.
So because Patty was like, give me 20 compliments about the girl. I'm like, 20 compliments? I don't even know the girl. So obviously a lot of it's going to be just on looks, right? Because you don't know her personality. So right. you can't just go... You know what I mean? And then, so obviously, you know, I'm going to be like, nice hair, nice, you know, nice eyes, nice dimples, nice.
Yeah, and you ran out of places. You're like, a nice cleavage.
Exactly.
Which is actually very specific. It's good to be specific in your comments. You're like, nice rack. You're like, nice cleavage.
Exactly. So.
Or nice nipples.
Exactly.
Specific.
I was being somewhat politically correct, you know?
Somewhat. Yeah, that's good. So, Vinny, you were like, too nice. That's your thing.
Yeah,
like,
I guess
too
that's.
Nice. And I feel for you because, like, first of all, you're both really good looking. You know that. Like, I didn't need to tell you that.
Thank you.
But. This nice guy thing, like, does it kind of piss you off? You're like, fuck you, because you don't. There, I'm swearing now. You guys are bringing it out to me. Are you kind of like, you know what? So what? Like, can't you?
No, it doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I've gotten this far in my life. You know, right? I'm happy with my, you know, my status.
Listen. Again, this comes back to TV and editing. He's a nice guy, but he's not that nice. Like, he's not like. What they pitch them out to me.
Right.
It's TV, you know?
Exactly.
They have to make a story.
We're in that element now, so we don't have to keep calling that out.
Just, no, it's true. I know. I get it. I get that it's a lot.
But, I mean, I don't mind it. I mean, I don't mind being the nice guy.
Right. No, I don't think so either. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, if you guys have, because now you're going, what's next? You're on the show. You can't tell mm-hmm. me exactly what happens, right? Because it hasn't aired yet. But do you, I mean, are you guys looking for love right now? Or do you want to find someone?
I think for me, I'm at a point in my career where I'm kind of getting to the top of the hill where I'm pretty happy where things are going. It's hard. And that is the number one thing with my relationships. I travel a lot and I'm not home. And then it turns into like a game of catch up. Like, where are you? Like, what are you doing? And then it just starts being annoying. And that just turns me into a negative person, right. Which I shouldn't be. But I mean, I give a girl that I date every right to want to know what I'm doing, but I'm just kind of at the time of my life where it's hard to do that because I'm following my goal. Yeah. I'm following my dreams.
DJs are the, I'm sorry, yeah. but I think they're not great guys. To date,
right. And that, and, like, and I, thank
I tell
you.
My friends that I'm like, sleep with a DJ. Totally hook up with a DJ.
Yeah.
But you can't date
no,
the
that's
DJ.
That's what sucks. I mean,
because you're on the road, you being
on
a lot
the
of girls.
Road. But God, right. there's like girls like 4 a.m. Yeah. Like, well, he didn't come home. Well, of course he did. Right. He's a DJ. He's never going to come home.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
my friend for nine
I'm
years, she, I'm oh, sure geez. You are. And eventually, yes. But what about just being single but dating right now? Like, what about that? I know on the shows you have to be like, I'm looking for love. But come on, Bachelor in Paradise, you have 18 days to fall in love.
Well, not this season.
It's shorter.
Right, exactly.
Even the rest of your point, yeah.
So, I get that's all TV, but let's talk about you guys in the real, Daniel and Vinny, mm-hmm. in real life. I mean, you're in your late
20s? 29, 30.
Right. Okay, right. This is a big time. So prime. I feel like, and your careers are taking off.
Yeah.
All these girls, you're going to have more girls right now. I mean, really, what about the dating process? Like,
To be honest, it is super hard because, you know, like, we're both on the road lots. We both have girls to choose from, you know.
A lot,
it's
right?
hard to settle down sometimes because, you know, this one comes up and this one comes up or whatever.
I want to read your text, Matt, like your last text.
God, I'll show you my DMs. They're crazy.
Oh, wait, I was going to say your DMs. Yes.
You could be picky sometimes. And you know, I'm happy alone. And so I'm content
being
alone.
I'll show you the ones I didn't open.
Yeah, I don't open them either. I get dick pics. I block you all. You guys, I block you when you send me dick pics.
I blocked the dick pics too.
You do? You guys are cute.
I gotta find a good one.
Wait, but here's my question though. You were saying before the show, right, and we were just getting the mics going, but that women now, you think more so than before, now that you're famous and they've seen your body and your abs on TV, that they're nervous when they hook up with you.
They think
they should act a certain way. Because I get that too with guys.
Yeah, but we can tell. We have a good radar. We can tell who's faking it.
Or just, can you tell if a girl's intimidated or scared or anything?
Like sexually. Not just when you meet them, but like, weren't you saying like in bed they were?
Sometimes, yeah, you can meet a girl who just feels a little bit, you know, shy. But other ones, you know, they're just like animals.
Really? Yeah. Okay, so tell me about the animals. Like, what's
mine are actually pretty positive, my DM. Don't read the name.
I won't read the name. Okay, this is amazing.
This happens a lot, I mean, for both of us.
Okay, so this is Vinny's DM.
It's actually a message on Facebook.
Facebook.
I get a lot of these, you know. I mean, it's I appreciate it though. That's all good stuff.
Okay, so this is gonna seem insane, Vinny. I watched you on TV, and as crazy as it might sound, I think you'd be perfect for my daughter. She's the most beautiful, amazing person I've ever known. It's her daughter, so that's good. She's a good mom. She lives in Chicago, does hair, and is beautiful inside and out. I think this is how you seem as well. We were actually talking about you. And she said she matched with you on Bumble. Oh. Dude, you're this close. You're like 2 degrees separation.
I have it, but I've never like
on your way to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe friend her on Instagram. Okay, did you check her out?
No.
No, but what if she's the one? Okay, so you guys, you have like literally, you have women just coming out of the woodwork. I know that. I mean, everywhere.
Yeah.
So now it's just kind of like having fun, right?
Well, and yeah, I mean, if the right girl comes along, you're definitely going to take advantage of it.
Right. But okay, so I want to hear about the animal. So you can just hook up with people. You don't have to say if you, I mean, you clearly are, Daniel.
Why?
Because you're honest about it, and I love it. Vinny, I can't tell if you are. Maybe you don't,
what?
You're not going to say like,
the
well,
show?
Danny already told me that the girls are either animals in bed or they're
no,
shy.
There's no aim. There are.
I like animals. I'm not judging. I want
no,
to
me
know.
Either. I love animals.
I want to know what she did that made her. You go. That's an animal.
Well, just sometimes you know, girl will just lay there. It's just like, what are you doing?
Do here? They?
Sometimes
they yeah. still do that after all these years of me telling them not to.
Yeah.
So women, they
usually it's the younger ones,
right? They're like in their early 20s. And
I've had some young savages.
Oh, though. Of course, yeah. But they're the ones that have like slept with. Dozens and dozens of guys already, some of them.
When you, doesn't matter. They, okay, wait, back up. When you say they're lying there, are they still, are they breathing? Are they passed out? I'm kidding. No, but are they, really they're just like lying?
Yeah, there's not like any.
They're not like grabbing your penis like in that Tickle Us Pickle book.
Yeah, basically, you gotta do everything yourself, you know?
Yeah, that's a waste of time.
Right.
Seriously. Well, there's no chemistry there and you're just like, meh.
Here's my question. What do you guys view on foreplay?
I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
Giving?
Yeah.
Both, yeah.
I like something receiving
you said this other. Yeah,
you like
said,
receiving it more than giving.
Vinny said this other day is funny. We were talking about foreplay and you know, hooking up and kissing, and she's like touching you or sucking you off or whatever.
Right.
And then you go to have sex, and then she might be like, you don't last that long, but it's like, what do you expect? You just played around with me for like 30, 45 right? minutes. You know, what do you expect? You know, I can't lie.
Because you got softer. But did you come or you didn't come?
No, you came, but like, let's say you come too quick or whatever. Uh-huh. It's like, what do you expect? Because we were just jerking me off the last 30 minutes.
Who jerks off? What is get a hand
Wait,
job
she was giving
grade?
You a hand job for 30 minutes?
Yeah. Well, no, you know what I mean, though. What's you're doing foreplay. You're doing, she's touching you and she's sucking you and all right. that sort of stuff. But then when it comes actual, then right away, you go, and then you go have sex.
Right.
Like,
so she gave you a 30-minute blowjob, no, and then no. when you stuck it in, you came. And when you stuck it in, you came right away. That makes sense. Well, what's their problem?
Right.
No, but here's the thing. I understand what she's saying.
Yeah.
No, I do understand. Is that what you're saying too?
Yeah.
Okay. So during this 30-minute,
she's like, "Not yet." And I'm like, well, "What do you expect is going to happen?" You know.
But are you going down on them for 30 minutes?
It's funny. You know, a lot of girls don't like that.
I've been in situations where. Girls have loved it, and I've been in situations where girls don't.
I've had
like
both.
It.
I've had
sometimes
both.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe they feel insecure about it. 50-50.
I've
yeah, they but, do, yeah. I think a lot of women. Here's you guys. I feel like I'm going to help you right now. This is so good because you got like Patty Stanger telling you how to date, and you got like saying all this stuff. But let me tell you a little bit, okay, about sex for real. Like this is stuff because everything you're saying is why I do my show because you're coming up with a lot of the common themes. So women, I think a lot of women really do like oral sex. But they think that you don't want to do it. So they're feeling like, or they might be insecure about it because they're not sure about your intent. If you really want to do it, they think he doesn't really want to be down there.
I think that I agree with you. Yeah. I mean, I think we'd obviously rather get oral than give oral.
Of course.
Okay.
But being selfish.
But you, of course. But
do you think, you think that's okay because we're hot and they want to be with us and we don't have to do that.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's not the case for me. No, I'll do it if I'm attracted to the girl,
oh
I will
Daniel,
do it. I'll
yeah.
do it.
It's so the case for you, no?
No, if I'm attracted to the girl, I'll definitely do it.
If you're attracted to her,
yeah.
do it. How long do you, okay, so how long do you do it for? Like when you go down on a woman, like what would you
tell
say
you
is about?
Tell you your tongue or mouth gets sore.
Oh, okay. That's
get
actually
that
a good
jaw.
Litmus test. Yeah, no, but that's good because some guys are like 2 minutes.
Or she says stop, you can't handle anymore.
Because it's that good.
Yeah.
Well, they get like, it's too much. Yeah. They feel like they're going to like explode, but they don't. They don't they
God,
don't
I hate when they're.
You ever had a squirter?
Yeah, I've had that before. My first girlfriend was.
Really? Damn. Do you want one? A squirter?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't mind.
Did you like it? Was it too messy for you? I feel like you're so neat.
Mind.
Like.
No, at all.
You didn't mind.
He's not neat.
No. Oh, I don't care. I'm an animal.
You're an animal.
Oh,
right.
Big time.
Okay, so squirting you like.
Yeah, I've never experienced it.
Yeah, it's cool. When it happens, it can be really interesting.
But you know what I hate? You know what I think?
What do you hate?
Is that when a girl's like, no, I don't go down on guys. I'm like,
yeah. You're not going out with
you. You'll never get a guy that way.
No,
sorry.
And you'll never get, I think, well, you might find a girl who doesn't like oral, but doesn't even know. I think there's a lot of younger, if you're going out with girls, and you guys, again, don't send me angry emails. I know that some women in their early 20s, like people who work for me and here in my life, and I know them, they like oral sex. But many women haven't had great oral sex. They might not be that comfortable with, you know. But I think that when you can do that, when you can master that, that a lot of women really will like
it. I love when a girl says she loves giving, like, sucking dick or something.
Right. So you, but when, I love that. You're saying that when a girl says, I don't, of course you like a girl loves to suck dick.
No. Of course.
But when she says it, and I'm like, yeah.
She's like, I want to suck your cock. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Right. That's hot, right? Okay. So, but you have women who like,
fired
but
up
you have women who say to you, I don't like to suck cock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're like, that's sorry,
the,
that's not
end,
my
I'm
jam.
Sorry, that's the end of the fucking conversation yeah. right there.
The
you could be Margot Robbie,
oral.
You could be Cindy Crawford. No, I'm probably lying, but...
no, but it's true. So if a woman,
I need that. I think it's a very intimate thing.
That's half of it.
You can tell a lot about a girl, yeah, the way she gives head.
Tell me what you can find out about a girl by the way
you
she gives
head. Find her soul.
Come on, really, what can you tell?
No, if they're into it. Then
you can tell if they've done it lots or not. You know, biggest things you
you're
tell
really... I think that you are... Okay. Daniel, I think that you look at women, you're in a way judging around how many people they've slept with, and then it means something. You're like, if they've slept with a lot of dudes, but
there's two for that topic there. If a girl has slept with a lot of dudes, it's good because then she has experience, but you don't necessarily maybe want to bring that girl home to your mom to me, you know, you don't want to date. I wouldn't necessarily want to date a girl that's been around with a lot of dudes, because then you might just be another dude on the list.
Yeah, but she might feel the same way about you.
As we get older, that list is going to get longer and longer.
Yeah, and what is it?
Girl.
But here's what I want to tell you is that, first of all, you shouldn't even have that conversation with someone. You shouldn't ask them how many people they slept
really?
With. Really? Nope. Especially in your late 20s, like, done. Like, that's a conversation that should be buried. And then you should brush up on your oral sex skills. Like, stop the talking about how many people they've slept with. That never helps. That conversation never ends well because everybody
does.
Lies.
It's true.
Everybody
true.
Lies.
Everyone lies, yeah.
And she's going to look either slutty or prude, and you don't want either one. And he's going to look like a player
and
he's already lying. He's cutting it in half, right?
Yeah.
Dividing.
Yeah.
Right. So what I'm saying is that doesn't even help. And so,
but sooner or later, it's funny. Sooner or later, I find someone brings it up somehow. Like, cause they want to ask about your past, you know,
just be like, you know what? All I can think about is the sex I'm having with you now. And it's awesome. That's how you answer
great
that question.
Answer.
Thank you. But I think that would help. And then the oral sex thing too, that helps. And foreplay. So you're saying, but then you get soft. So
not soft. No,
we're
not soft.
Soft thing. Not soft. You come too quickly. Sorry.
Sometimes. Jesus. Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes.
I did not mean to attribute another penis issue to your penis.
No. I don't.
That you come too quickly. You don't have one.
Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it doesn't. You know.
Right.
And then if you drink, obviously that's an issue sometimes as well.
I totally understand it. So I think it's about either if she wants more sex from you, like if she wants to have an orgasm during intercourse, if she's going down on you for 30 minutes or whatever it is, you're going to need more time because, of course, you're turned on. But you could also, in turn, go down on her, and then you wouldn't come that way. And then wait till you're less aroused.
That's a good trick in the middle.
So
save yourself a minute.
The back and forth.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I do.
Or here's the thing. If you don't even want to, which I hope you will eventually want to go down on her more, you could just start kissing her again.
I like going down on a girl. Like I said, if I find her attractive, I'm really attracted to her.
Yeah.
Right. If you're attracted to her.
Sometimes you meet a girl and you're like, you sleep with her, but you're not like super attracted.
I mean,
to her.
Also it depends on like the situation. It could be a girl you just met. You could have been dancing tonight. She could be sweaty. You know.
I know. Yeah. Exactly. Right, I know a lot of guys that don't like to go down on girls.
I know. I do too.
Well, I think for me to go out there on the girl, it has to be somebody that I'm really interested
in. That's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah. Keeping the relationship going.
So you wouldn't be like the first time you meet someone, maybe.
I have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sure I have, but not a lot.
What if she
didn't give you a blowjob the first time you were together?
It's not in the world.
If she didn't give me one out of like, because she doesn't do it, then that's not going to work. Maybe she's like trying to play it cool, like we're not taking it that far.
Right.
That I respect.
Okay.
What about this?
This just popped in my head. Yeah.
Is when a girl comes back with you to you wherever you are and she doesn't do anything. It's like, why do you come over in the first place?
What do you mean she came over?
Say she comes back at the end of the night after you're DJing or whatever.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, think about it this way. I mean, this is a situation that we have to deal with now, being on a television show.
Right.
That shit does happen.
It is going to happen. You know? She probably just wants to hang out with you, but she sobered up when she got there.
At like 3 in the morning, it's just like, my
maybe she
dude, I had
mind.
A girl. I had a girl that I hung
maybe
out with.
Maybe she just wanted to see if you really wanted to have a like, conversation with her, if you liked her, and it wasn't just
at
about
3 in the
sex.
Morning when everyone's
well,
drunk.
It wasn't
you know
the
I mean?
Best time. I get she's sending you a wrong message, but you know, she didn't owe you anything.
No, of course not. It's just funny.
You're like, we could have all gone to bed, save this awkwardness, right? What were you saying?
Never mind. That's off topic.
No, yeah, okay.
No, it was just kind of something to deal with. Like now, situations that we have to deal with now, being on a show. Like I had a girl that I talked to for a little bit. Like we hooked up, whatever, and I see a screenshot of her Snapchat story where, no, it was, she screenshotted a conversation with a family member. She goes, "You better watch The Bachelorette tonight. My ex is on it." I'm like, I'm your ex. We hung out a couple times.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
You
I just thought of that.
It's funny comment.
I'm not your ex.
Jules is like, what do they expect? Milk and cookies when you come over at 2 or 3 in the morning? You know,
maybe.
But speaking of ex,
maybe she's hungry, not milk and cookies. One thing I drive, maybe like a pizza.
Is that like now social media is used, like Instagram is used to meet people and whatnot. Right. And so I think like talking about what you just said about your ex when you like.
That's just a creep.
Two or three times, whatever. Like, again, like just because I send you a message on Instagram or whatever does not necessarily mean I want to sleep with you. Or just because I asked you to go to coffee does, again, not necessarily mean I want to sleep with you. I want to hang out. I'm very friendly and I'm not shy, so I don't mind hanging out with someone going to coffee. It's just a social thing to do.
That's the thing, too, now. Everything turns to, oh, this guy's a creep. He's creeping. He's creeping.
And this guy's thirsty. Or they might think maybe this guy's desperate because he asked me within the first 5 minutes because I hate wasting time on social media talking.
I agree. Ask him out right away.
You get nowhere.
We're trying to be gentlemen nowadays. Now you turn into a creep.
Exactly.
What if you call him?
I'd say, give me, what's
that's
your
a loss. That's like a loss. That's like an artifact now. No one does that.
But it's so much easier. Like, just call me and let's make a plan.
There's a couple girls I've done that with, and we've talked for hours. And this is, I'm like, I told him, this is amazing. She said the same thing.
Yeah, right. Because then you're like back and forth. What did he mean? What did she mean by that? It's just really confusing.
The text is so... like it's just surface level. It's not. This is boring. It's just shit, and it's not going anywhere.
I've had great text conversations with girls where it's been like sarcastic, witty,
doesn't happen
sexual,
often.
And then I met them in person. I was like, "You're not the same person,
right?" Good on paper, good on text.
Well, they were just shy, but like you know, but still.
Do girls escalate now? Like, are you getting a lot of like naked photos and stuff, or like
I don't get as much as you think. You'd be surprised.
It's not like, oh damn, she's hot.
Right. But no, I get it. It's a bummer. That's why I think that people. One of my top advice is when you're dating or you're. You should just cut the time in half that you're texting.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to waste time.
I don't want to waste your time or my time. I want to figure out.
And exactly. another thing I do,
like when I used to use Tinder or whatever,
right?
They got like 4 or 5 pictures. They have the best pictures. I want to see, because what Instagram does is basically tells their life story. It shows me if they're into animals or sports.
It's a resume.
And so, yeah, I also, because I know they're going to put the top 5 pictures. And so I want to see what they really look like. So it's basically like a backup. So within the first 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I used to be like, what's your Instagram? I'm not trying to be like a creep.
No, they should provide their Instagram. I agree.
Yeah, they should. But sometimes I feel like awkward asking for it, but I don't want to waste your time or my time. Again, I'm not trying to be superficial, but I want to be attracted to the girl first. And then, you know, right away, then I'll talk about, you know,
for a little more information.
Yeah.
So I used to think like maybe if you get on FaceTime or something and you talk to them first, but then I don't know.
It's good to see the Instagram. Like you said, you can see like what they do with their life. If they have
puppies, awesome.
If they have a kid, if they go to the gym, they're into their families.
It shows a lot what kind of person they are.
Okay. We're going to move on to emails. You guys are awesome. Shout out to our sponsors. Thank you everyone for supporting our sponsors and for listening to the show. And I love you all. We'll be right back. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. one of my dreams is a lube on every nightstand. You want to know why?
I have it in my nightstand.
Perfect. In it. That's cool. You can put it in or on. But because there is that stigma. People think that you only use lube if she's dry or there's discomfort. Like it's to fix a problem. However, just adding a few drops of lube whenever you're having sex or when you're masturbating, before sex, before you go inside her, it mimics her natural lubrication. So even if she's already wet, that's amazing.
No, it's good.
But it adds another dimension to it. It's like...
Big fan.
Big, right?
I'm a big fan.
Every time you have sex, you should
Okay, here's lube. A question I have. Yeah. Because
and it changed. Women are more likely to orgasm too.
I am a habitual lube user. So here is something that I've been thinking about. If you have a girl that you just started talking to and you have that lube, it's a little awkward bringing it out because she knows that you bought that to use with somebody else.
Right. But okay, I understand what you're saying. But lube is a little, it's kind of like condoms though.
You kind of like got to pretend like, because I have it's pretty big.
Right.
So it's like, damn, how long, like the girl's probably thinking like, what the hell you been doing? Like,
well, first
so I
kind of
like hide it and I put it in my hand in the corner. And like,
you can tell your friends with sex with Emily because I'm going to be giving you so many different kinds of lubes. No, Joe, we work with Joe and they make all these different kinds of really pretty bottle. Like, I don't know what kind you use, but you should buy some.
I think water-based.
Okay. Water-based is great for women, actually. But here's the thing about lube. It's like condoms. Like, you have condoms in your house. I mean, I get it's different because it's not like a used condom.
What's a condom?
Stop, you guys. I'm going to give you a condom.
No, too. I have condoms.
I've never seen one before in my life.
But I'm saying is that it's not, I don't think that that's a weird thing. I think that it's, I think that what I would hope is that women would just understand that, like, it's, that's my goal, that they'll understand that you're using it because it feels better to both of you. I don't think that she's freaking out that you have lube. Everyone should have lube.
But you should, like, should you act like, okay, you have sex with her like the first time without lube. You go, I think I should need lube. And then like you should order a new one just to make her feel like you bought that for
lube is
your
not like that.
Lube you reuse
like,
lube.
Lube is like dish soap or something. Like I mean, it's like you just have it. You don't buy new hand soap in the bathroom.
Can you use dish soap?
No, don't use dish soap. Just
use coconut oil before.
Yeah, coconut oil. You can use coconut oil, but I don't recommend it because you never know.
Motor oil.
No, we're going to give you guys some lube.
Maple syrup?
But I'm going to give you some flavored lubes too that are really good.
Is it and they healthy taste
good.
For you?
It's healthy though. It's water-based and they feel good. But I'm saying that no, I don't
is
think
it
that you
organic,
need to.
Organic, vegan? Yes. Only if it's vegan.
Yes, it is organic.
Yeah, right.
It is.
Okay, well, I'm down.
Guys, you think I mess around with that, like, lubes that are not delicious and good for you? So
I
no,
see
I don't.
You drink
I don't
some lube
think
right
that
now.
I. Do you know that?
Would you do that?
I would. Yeah, right. We have this salted caramel lube, and it literally they when
salted
we're at
caramel?
The trade shows.
See, for some reason, that sounds gross. I don't know what it is.
I'll eat it if you'll eat it. But the lube, the salted caramel.
Where's it
Shannon's
at?
It's in the closet, in the sex toy closet.
I see Vinny.
It's
has
so good.
Lube.
It's my
they actually
flavor.
Hand it out.
I want to see it.
Yeah. They hand it out at trade shows. The salted caramel lube. I'm telling you, it feels great for oral sex. Like for like, you put it on her body when
just
she's
sticky.
Going down in you. It's not sticky. This is what I'm telling you guys. I would not give you like your grandfather's. No, I know you don't know me.
I'm
but
sorry.
I'm like, I wouldn't give you your grandfather's sticky lube. This is like. Your parents' lube.
Like,
this
he
is like
used it?
Modern day lube. No, and you know what? She's not going to think that. Why do you have a bottle of lube there that you used it with someone else?
Right.
Lube toys.
Oh, Vaseline.
Maybe.
Do people use Vaseline?
Yeah, toys is
no,
a little weird.
Don't use Vaseline.
Let me see this stuff.
Okay.
What's the difference?
So this is
salted caramel.
Hazelnut Express. That's a good business.
I'm telling you. It's
oh, is
really
it called
good.
Joe? Oh, no.
Joe. It's called Joe. The brand is Joe. And it's the only lube that I sell. That I talk about. I mean, I sell it, but that I even like. They're like my.
What's that one? The salted caramel.
Because you can buy like bad lubes that hurt you.
Daniel, put it on your finger and put it in my mouth.
Oh my god, you're gonna feed each other lube. This is so romantic. It tastes good. Okay, this is amazing. Okay, I'll do this too.
Come on, I gotta open it up here.
Nervous?
No, I just don't have fingernails.
Okay. Oh my god, they're. Feeding
oh, I have a thing to say.
They're feeding each other Joe lube. Yeah. Go. Yeah.
Really off my finger?
No, I'm not licking your finger.
Yeah, exactly. That's dirty.
Give me it.
Come
how about
on.
Like
no, yeah.
Just get
it's really good. Imagine if like it's like salted caramel.
All right, enough. I'm not eating it.
Just cook it.
Eat it.
Oh yeah.
Is it good?
It's pretty good.
It's good, right?
That's
if I was a girl, I'd be going to town. And I get my sugar intake up if I was diabetic.
I know, right? Exactly. It is true that some women are like, I don't like the taste. And they're like, oh, well, I could give you oral sex that tastes like gelato.
I'm going to have to steal some from you.
We're giving you a gift pack. I told you, you guys, no one ever leaves here without some things to make your life even more pleasurable.
This just came in my head because I thought of dirty fingers.
Tell me, Daniel.
Dirty fingers. You know what's so gross is when I see guys with dirty ass long fingernails, and I'm thinking about if I was a girl, I would never in a million years want this guy going near my vagina.
You're absolutely right.
Is that a thought?
I talk about hygiene a lot on the show, that you really do. Everyone needs to wash their hands before sex and wash up before sex. If you have like a busy day and you're running around
dirt in there, and
yeah, that's gross. That's how you get infections.
What are some turnoffs?
I was going to ask you that. I would say hygiene is a turn off.
Okay, let's hear for girls, for like for guys.
Sexual or?
Yeah, sex.
Guys who don't do foreplay. I say guys who are not interested in foreplay. Guys who don't pay attention. Paying attention is huge.
What do you mean by pay attention?
I mean like paying attention to how her body is moving, if she's responsive, if she's like when you're like doing the jackhammer and she's just like, you know, looking at her phone and you didn't really notice that she wasn't.
I'm kidding,
but I'm saying that, you know, my show is sex advice and I give a ton of sex advice and help a lot of people. But what the basic premise of sex, I think one of the things that you can learn the most of is when you pay attention to women. Yes. I think that because every woman is different, right? Mm-hmm. If you put 100 women in a room and they were all masturbating, for example, they would all be doing something different. And you'd be like, how?
I know girls who say they don't masturbate even.
That's true. These women that you're talking to.
A lot of girls
nowadays
are like, they come across as like almost asexual in a sense because they don't want to come across. Society over the many years has kind of
right.
They kind of feel like, you know, they don't want the stigma of being like a slut or being like promiscuous or whatever. So they now girls are kind of being the opposite of that. You know, they're kind of, you know, they're going after their career. They're trying to be polite and proper. Mm-hmm. So,
but I think that's sort of a perception that you have, and I think that for some women that could be true. But I think it's a different time right now, and I think that.
Well, I meet all types. I'm just saying I do meet a bunch of girls now. I'm like, what? Right. Sex is good.
Sex is supposed to be fun. So my bottom line is that sex is supposed to be fun, and I think that we make it really difficult. So the thing about the women, they're all different. So just because your last girlfriend might have liked it when you went down at her and fingered her in a certain way, the next one be like, yeah, I don't totally want fingers at all. So that's why if you're with her, you're like, you could be paying attention.
You have to do, because I know some girls like things hard, some like it soft, especially like
you
hands.
You have to pick up on their body
stuff.
Language.
You got to pick up the body stuff. Language and breathing. To. You got, yeah, it's the body language. Good. See, Vinny knows.
Trust me, I know. I was just going to say, I noticed with girls, like some, I find like when you're doing like things with your hands, like some like it soft, some like it hard. And it's like, you have to pay attention because
it's true. Right. Yeah. It's good to always start slow though and use lube if you're fingering them too. This is going to change your life.
Girls love getting fingered more than anything. I noticed.
I love all your girl declarations.
I'm just saying, I think girls love it.
They love, every girl loves being fingered.
If you do it good, yeah.
What do you, I don't, that's not true.
You know, you don't think girls like.
There's a lot of girls who. I think that some girls put up with it, but they don't know. They don't have the words yet to say they don't like it, and they don't know that's okay. But I give people permission to say it's okay. That doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. It's not every girl likes it.
No, I'm exaggerating.
I understand.
I find like,
but when we use things, when we say things like that here, I gotta just clarify that it's
no.
Not every girl. But I mean, feel like you are holding on to
a finger.
You what?
I'd rather go down on a girl than finger.
Really? Why?
Just like boring. Like I think I get more. I get more.
Jump a loose change from something.
Yeah, like I get more out of it by going down on a girl than just fingering her.
You guys, will you help me answer some emails from my listeners? Mm-hmm, I think you guys can be so useful here. If you have a question you want me to answer on the show, that's amazing. You can text me your question. All one word, text Ask Emily to 797979. And you can also submit a question to sexwithemily.com. via the Ask Emily tab, and as always, include your gender, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. Hi, Emily. I'm a 37-year-old divorced guy who loves your show. Your podcast and others have helped me learn about myself after my 10-year relationship ended. Now I'm ready to step back into dating. What is the right way, other than just coming out and saying it, to ask a girl out? I have this one girl in mind, but I don't know anything about her other than where she works, a store that I frequent. She's always smiling at me and seems to remember things about what I buy. I don't want to misinterpret her friendly nature as being flirty or interested if that's not the case. I find her attractive, friendly, and I'd like to get to know her. I do a lot of shopping at the store. I don't want to change where I shop if I cause friction by asking her out or assuming she's not interested. How do I gauge her interest or boldly ask for a date? Aaron, 37, Dayton, Ohio.
Okay, so I think he's been out of the game for 10 years, so he's a little insecure, obviously.
Big time, because I know if
you
I
You guys are like nodding. I was enthusiastically.
I think off the bat, he has to maybe find something in common with her and just build off of it. Like even though she works at she's a cashier or something.
If she works at some store that he frequents, I don't know what it is.
Well, he can't be frequenting too much because then that'll get creepy. But maybe just find something in common that they can talk about and kind of parlay that into her, if she's single or if they would even you know, if she would even entertain the deal of maybe getting coffee with him or something.
Right.
He's got to just find a segue.
But he sounds like she's giving him the eye or whatever it was, right, what he said.
But he's overthinking it and saying, well, what, yes, if she's just flirting and then I can't shop there? He's way overthinking it. Right. I say, well, yeah, he's overthinking.
He was in a relationship since he was 27.
He's overthought it by too much and now it's going to be, it could be awkward. I mean, end of the day, the best thing would be just go ask her.
Yeah, you know, maybe just be straightforward. And I agree with that. Yeah.
Let's go for a walk and grab coffee or something.
Yeah. Say, this is fun. I love talking to you here. Let's grab coffee. What are you doing? What are you doing Thursday? Let's get dinner. Yeah. I mean, I think you just got to be straightforward.
I find dinner too
drink.
Much. Yeah.
Or lunch.
What I say is go for coffee or go for a walk. Always awesome. Because going for a walk doesn't make you feel insecure. Like this way you're kind of moving around and things are
agile. Walk is a good idea.
Check out your surroundings and stuff like that.
So you meet women up for dates on a walk date.
Always, every single time. That way, it's cost basically no money. We can leave anytime you want. I got to go. You know, this is my...
You just walk the other way. You're like, this was fun.
Go to left. You suck.
I'm going north or going south.
When you're in a restaurant or everyone, you know, people might be looking at you and whatever. This way, it's kind of like, it's more you're like pointing to things and, oh, look at this, look at that. It's just more fun.
That's a walking tip.
I think he should just be straight up because then he's going to psych himself out and it's going to get weird.
Thank you for bringing this back and helping him. Aaron, I think you're right. I think there's a lot of male behaviors in here, patterns that I see. Women are overthinking it. Listen, you're attracted to her. You're in the store. Don't worry that it's going to be awkward. Like, just let her know. Say, I love talking to you here. Let's grab coffee. Yeah. Done. Don't overthink it. And you are 10 years out of the game though, Aaron. So just go easy on yourself. That it's a muscle. Yeah. So dating is like a muscle. And
you can like find her name and maybe like do a little background research. An Instagram search.
Don't be creepy with it.
Something.
Vinny's too creepy.
That's like going to her house. That's creepy. Just trying to maybe see if she's got a boyfriend or something. Then you can check out the Instagram.
Exactly. Okay. Hi, Emily. I'm a huge fan of your podcast. As a guy, I think your insight is always so helpful, thoughtful, and I'm always looking forward to listening to the next episode. Recently, I met this girl who is cute, pretty cool, and interested in just being friends and having casual sex. We've had sex a handful of times. You're like, that girl doesn't exist. And it's always been really fun for both of us. I'm pretty open about talking about sex, and I'm always looking for ways to make it more fun, exciting, and even prove some of my techniques. I was wondering if you had any advice or technique when it comes to going down on a woman and even using my hands or fingers to pleasure a woman. I guess I'm looking for some concrete techniques and tips that I can apply so I know I'm hitting all the right buttons in a good way. Thanks in advance. Love the podcast and everything you do.
J24
Missouri.
I'd love to hear what you have to say about this.
Right. See, yeah, I was like, oh my God, I'm reading this one.
This is coming from a girl or a lady.
A guy. You know? No, it's coming from a guy, but I'm a woman.
No, I mean, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is what I want to tell you all. This is the lesson.
But then again, like you said, everybody's different.
Let's get a lesson here.
Okay. So there's some basics here. Yeah. Jay and Vinny and Daniel. So I would say that the things that you really have to learn is what we were saying earlier is that you really need to pay attention. Yeah. And by that, I mean is how is her body moving? Is she enthusiastic? You know, you can tell if she's into it. If she's not, is she not moving at all?
She's receptive or she's on her phone.
Right, exactly. And then as far as like oral, it's really about going slow and building up the tease. So I think the mistake that a lot of men make is that they go right for the clitoris. So you're like, you're making out with a girl maybe for a second and then you're like, whoosh, and you're like, you skip the boobs completely. You go right down, you take her pants off and you're like, right there. Mm-hmm. And so the thing about the clitoris, you guys know where the clitoris is, right? Mm-hmm. You know all that. If you, I wish I had my vulva puppet.
Was that that thing on the breast?
That's a nipple.
That's the areola.
Areola.
But the clitoris, right? That's where like
the clitoris
8,000. No, I'm kidding. 8,000. Not kidding. Some guys don't know, but there's like 8,000 nerve endings. But it's not just the little button. It's like the whole area. The
vulva.
Vulva. Nice. High five to you for the vulva.
I know my vagina.
You know your vagina.
Seen a few in my days.
That's good. And so you want to like tease it, right? So play with her inner thighs, like massage. You can like do little licks around, but don't go. You want to like warm her up. Yeah. So I think the big thing is the tease. And you can kiss her down her body, like her breasts, her stomach.
You gotta let her marinate a little bit.
Let her marinate. Yeah, turn around.
Don't steal my word.
I've said that.
Kidding, that's my word. You know it.
Yeah. Because I think that the mistake, I think that when guys are turned on, they're like, yeah, like I want to blowjob now. Like, don't start licking. I mean, although I do think it's nice to tease men sometimes, but like women, like, it helps us with our arousal. Yeah. Like, it'll help. We'll be more ready for sex. We're more likely to have orgasms when we have more foreplay. Mm-hmm. So this way, when you're going to, so then you get there and you're fooling around with her. He's asking techniques. I think that every woman's different. Some women like fingers. Some women don't. But I would not start with fingers. I would start with your mouth and your tongue. And like there's, you know, again, go slow, lick around, lick in circles, play with your tongue, make sure that it's...
Do the alphabet. So, what's that from?
The alphabet?
We had a funny skit on The Bachelorette. We had to go on stage and reveal like our most awkward sex stories.
One of the guys,
he just brought up, he did the alphabet on a girl. It's like A, B, C.
Right.
It was pretty funny.
I think in a way that, yeah, I mean, I don't think the alphabet necessarily works, but if it gets your tongue moving in different directions, right, that can work. So concrete's also, here's my number one tip, Jay, and for you guys, is that one of the big concerns that I think that women have often is that we don't really know that you want to be there, or that you're into us, mm-hmm, that you want to do it. And we're thinking like, what if, yeah, I don't taste good or you don't want to do it. The best thing you can say to a woman is, I just want to go down on you and I'm going to be here all night. I'm not going anywhere. And then she can like relax,
yeah,
and settle in. And then
that's the big thing with females is feeling relaxed, yeah, and feeling
big, feeling comfortable. Yeah.
So a massage is also great to get her like, you guys, I'm sure you learned that in high school, right? Give a girl a massage.
That's what, but one of the best starts.
My segue, yeah,
that was
the trick.
That was my trick of the trade.
Oh, my back's hurting. I, yeah, just worked out.
I'm going to give her a massage.
Give her a massage. Oh.
Yeah, she vice versa. That's one of the best ways to start, for sure.
It is, though, because the women are really... We're all stressed out, I think. Sex actually is so
and
pleasurable.
The vagina is a muscle, you know? Got to relax it.
Yeah. Everything's a muscle. And so I feel
sometimes
like...
you got to work it hard, though.
No, don't not too hard. I think another tip is to go slower than you think with every sex move. Go 5 times slower than you think. So I think
I'm just teasing.
Forever. No, you're good. But I think, and then with fingers, again, you got to see if she's into it. But a lot of women, you could, when you're going down on her, you can add fingers after she's already turned on.
What about butt stuff? Do girls...
Let's talk about butt stuff. I have a butt plug sitting here. We started talking about that earlier.
Butt stuff, eh? Even.
Anal sex? What do you think about it?
You know, done it once.
I've done it once a long time ago. Right. The only thing I have to say is...
Yes, Daniel.
And this is curious. I'm curious what you think about this. So let's say we're not using a condom. Let's say it's my boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, whatever I'm into.
What the
Are you into men?
No, I'm just saying, I'm talking for like...
Got it. You're trying to be inclusive.
Yeah.
If she's...
Well, no, I'm talking about like if I was gay or gay people.
Good for you. I like... Right. Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay. So you're saying...
Anyways, and let's say I'm doing anal sex and then...
Doing the anal.
Yeah. What about like things like poop, and then what happens if they want to like suck on you, you know? Like,
right.
What is that?
Their
sex
problem.
Is messy.
That's their problem, not
sex
yours.
Sex can be messy. It's true. And so I think that before sex, there's a lot of women, you know, you just... or whoever's receiving, you can use like an enema, but not the kind, don't use the vinegar that comes in. If you really feel like you need to, and you're like, let's say you like, I know I'm having anal sex and I'm constipated. I mean, you can use one, you take out the water. I mean, you take out the vinegar and you can add water to it. But most people have healthy bowels. It moves through them. And you know, like you might not want to go have a huge Mexican dinner that night, right, and then go and have anal sex.
You have something you have
but
to prepare
most
for.
Of us moves. Yeah.
If you're out of the college bar and this girl's just like, take me back and throw it in my ass, you might have to worry about
right.
it.
Right. And you want to make
and
sure.
And she just had Taco Bell on the way back.
And then like, I know there's one girl that was like, she's like, yeah, you can, you know, stick it in my ass and then I can suck your dick. And I'm like,
right. So that actually, I would advise against that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you should
exactly.
take a shower. You should get clean. You should actually be very clean with that. So she,
yeah.
Because when you get poop in your mouth,
yeah, yeah, you would.
That turns you think about it, so it turns you off.
That's like, I know, that's what exactly. Yeah,
yeah. It's not say, it's really not for the all the bacteria and stuff. But okay. Maybe she was saying that thinking that you would think that was hot. But clearly,
God,
no.
That would turn me off.
Was she drunk?
No, sober. Just talking like that's like just.
She's like, so I would like I'd like to have anal sex and then suck on you after.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. And that's a freak. I like a freak, but that's like...
What is that? Okay, right. But to me, that would not be sanitary. You should...
Yeah, exactly. I'm like a germaphobe when it comes to like that sort of stuff, you know?
Right, I get it. Well, so now we're clearing... So the truth is, you guys, everyone... We've done a lot of anal shows, but talked about anal. Is that I think it is... That's a big concern for people, but there's... You just make sure that you're clean and that you shower and you take care of it. And like all that stuff, that you have to wear a condom and you can, you know, just be safe. So any other sex questions that you guys have for me? I feel like there's a lot of work we could do here. In a good way.
Even a lot of work. What's that supposed to mean?
No, fun. Like, good stuff. Like the next time you have sex, you'll be like, oh, wow, this was next level.
Yeah.
Just like dating is next level for you now.
What do you got, Daniel?
Anything about women that you're like, why does that happen? I mean, we covered a lot, but.
I can't think off the top of my head. I should have been prepared.
Well, going back to like, say you're giving her like, oral sex and she's like, then she's like, no, stop, you know, it's like,
well, it's true that some women that it can be too much.
Yeah,
it can be
like, it's just they just can't handle it anymore.
Okay, I'll tell you, there's two things. Either she really can't handle it. Did she have an orgasm already or not?
No, it was like she couldn't have one. It was like building up, and then it didn't happen.
That happens sometimes, but you stop, obviously.
Yeah.
But for some women, they do just get, it gets really sensitive and it's too much. Yeah. And sometimes it's just the person doing it. It's not, a lot of times we have a hard time articulating what we need. And so we're just like, I'd rather just have him stop because I know it's not going
to
happen.
Has every girl that you've had sex with been able to have an orgasm?
No, God, no.
Yeah, okay.
No. Okay, good. I was going to ask you guys that as well because I'm like, no.
I've only...
No.
What?
I think I've only been able to have...
It's crazy, too.
Like three girls that I've ever been with.
Some, like, so...
Wait, back up. Three girls you've been with have had orgasms with you?
Yes.
During intercourse?
Yes. Wow,
yeah.
No, I'm saying, like, I've always been mostly the relationship guy, but...
That's good.
There's only three of them.
I find, like, a lot of girls have troubles getting them sometimes.
That's true. Yeah. So do you guys know that only 30% of women have orgasms during intercourse?
Yeah.
Only 30%. Yeah, so that would make sense, assuming that you slept with maybe 10 women. Yeah. Right.
10 last night. 20.
No, right. No. But what I'm saying is, so that's a great question. So since only 30% of women can, and of those women, it's not every time, what does that mean? It means that it's just messed up because we're always supposed to assume that women can, and you're like, why can't she?
That knocks me down a little bit if you're having sex with a girl and she doesn't have an orgasm. It's like, what are you doing wrong?
Right, and but you're like, not.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this. So there's some hacks here, some things you can do. Life hacks, sex hacks, is that the reason why she can't a lot of times is because women can't is because we just require so much clitoral stimulation. And a lot of times during sex, when you're just like rubbing, and it's just not going to be enough on top, no matter what position. And it's the way every woman's anatomy is different. And so the best thing you can do to help with that is not trip up on it. It's really nothing that you're doing wrong.
That's why girls like to usually be on top, because they're like... Yeah,
exactly. Look at you. I feel like if we were giving out you get an A right now. No, but it is true that so women require more clitoral, they require more foreplay. So that's why I'm talking about
But it's funny, I hate to say it.
And using your fingers.
I hate to say it, and Vinny can definitely back me up, but sometimes we get jealous, we get selfish. And
I know.
Just want to get in. Guys, you just want to do your thing.
I know. Dude, I know. That's how most...
I've been getting lazy in my older age.
Yeah.
Oh, me too, no, you guys. I know. That's how...
I fell asleep during a blowjob once.
I've heard these stories. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was that good of a blowjob?
I don't know if it was that good, but I was
not to... Default, but you can fall asleep pretty easily. So don't fall the girl.
Okay, wait, but you guys, I know what you're saying about the selfish thing, and that can happen sometimes. But women, I feel like it happens more than not with men that they're like, I can't figure out. You're this puzzle that it's not gonna happen for you, I don't know how to control this. I'm so turned on, and I'm gonna orgasm. We're both gonna roll over, and fall asleep, and you didn't say anything, so you probably don't care that much. Mm-hmm. But she does care. Like, not every time, but she cares and stuff. She wants to know that you're conscious that she hasn't had one, and maybe she's got a toy. Like, so many women have, a toy that she could get off in, 2 minutes, or maybe she did want some more oral, but she needs to tell you how she wants it.
I've had it before where I'm like, do it yourself. I watch. I don't mind.
That's a good tactic. I've done it
before, too. Because sometimes, she's like, oh, let me do it. I'm like, sure, let's see. And I'm like, I don't mind that as well.
Right. That's like great.
On FaceTime or in person?
No, in person.
Either. No. But I think mutual masturbation is a great tip for people. Yeah, I would say definitely. You can both, if you know it's not going to happen, you can both jack off because you're seeing how she touches herself.
Obviously, drinking doesn't help. And so I've had to do it myself because it's like, I'm trying first having intercourse and it's like just you're mashing, making mashed potatoes not working out. So I have to do it myself.
Making mashed potatoes, you do a lot of mashing. Mashing typically that... Pounding isn't...
No, I mean, it's like, it's just like, no, it's not working like that. So I have to do it myself.
Right, you have to jack yourself off.
And then sometimes I think some of the girls might get offended because they think it's like they're not good enough or whatever. But it's no, it's my...
Daniel has sex like the dude in American Psycho where he flexes. And he's,
I've never done that. No,
yes, you have.
I swear to God, I've never done that.
You have a mirror all around.
You do sets. You're like 5, 4, 3, 2.
No, I've never done that.
It's like American Psycho.
You're checking out your obliques.
No, never done that.
You guys...
I swear to God.
You wait till she goes to the bathroom.
Actually, wait. I mean, there probably was a mirror at one point in time.
Were you flexed?
No, not flexed. But I was like, you see yourself.
But here's the thing, you guys. This is what I'm going to leave you with. Is that I get you said, of course, you'd rather receive oral sex than give oral sex. But there's something that when you really get... when you're into a woman.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And you realize that, you are going down, then you're like, oh, I'm actually doing it right. Because I think women worry, too. We're all worried that we're not pleasing
girls,
our partner.
I love when girls are vocal. The biggest thing is vocal.
Oh, tell me, when she's making noises?
Well, not just that, but I love when a girl's saying this or that.
Yeah,
and vice versa.
You just
want
to know.
It's so nice, because it's just like anything in life. You don't know. Sometimes girls like different things. And that's why I'm always like, not to be creepy, do you like that? Or,
No, that's good.
Plus, it helps us out, too. Like, let me know where and how you want it.
So thank you for saying
that. If anyone is listening, be vocal. That's the biggest thing.
I think a lot of women, but okay. But I want to go back to you here, Daniel, because you were saying that women, I think it's true that they might feel like they're going to be seen as slutty if they know what they like. Like, they might be feeling like, oh, if I show them all this stuff, then people like Daniel are going to assume that I know my body really well. Maybe it's of that same ilk. It's in that same judgment.
I think once you get, that's way before. But once you get in the bed, it's usually all hell breaks loose. You know?
I feel like just everything's off the table in the sense of,
and then it doesn't matter.
I feel like you're right though that women and men should talk about more what they want in bed.
100%.
Because why should you? I mean, right? Do you guys ever tell someone when they're giving you a blowjob? You're like, can you do this faster or slower?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, faster, more and more.
More deeper,
like,
faster.
You're giving me like rug burn. I hate that.
Use that. Use some teeth.
No,
rug burn. No one ever.
Right, exactly. Okay, you guys, this was awesome. Oh my God, you guys are awesome. This is really fun. Okay, everyone, check you out on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes.
Bachelor in Paradise.
Check us out on an EBC show there where we just talk about sex for an hour.
Yeah, it's amazing. Dirty. But you guys, do you want to give it out? We have all this on our website, but your social and all that?
Yep.
What's my Instagram? Daniel Sean McGuire?
Right here, but I don't
know. If you want to slide in my DMs, it's at Vinny Vinsane.
Yeah, they read them too.
We do, but you don't respond to many because it's just hard.
It's hard. It's a full-time job.
Because if you respond to this one, then you got to respond to that one, you know?
And the next thing you know, it's getting screenshot, put on Twitter.
Okay, well, you guys are doing the good work. It sounds like you're having fun.
Thank you.
You're awesome. Thank you for being here. And thank you, everyone, for listening to the show.
Thanks for having us.
It was awesome. We're going to get some toys. Thank you to my amazing team. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.